The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, folks, and welcome to Typology, the show on which we explore the story of you through the lens of the Enneagram. My name is Anthony Skinner, your co-host, and happy new year. We're excited about 2023 here at Typology. Before I go any further, I want to welcome the host of this show, Ian Morgan Cron. Ian, how are you doing, man?
Brother, I am doing really well. It was a great Christmas.
Yeah. Tell us about it a little bit.
Man, all the kids, Maddie and Paul and Kale and Buddy weren't here. Mm-hmm. They were all at other places, you know, but Aiden was here and that was wonderful. And as you know, I am now in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, which is quickly becoming our second home.
I'm jealous. Day one of 30.
Yeah. Well, and we were here for all of September, yeah. For the whole month of September. We'll be here for the whole month of January. And I'm going to be doing a crud load of writing. Mm-hmm. And I am so stoked because, as I told you, I've been working on a book that I just am so jazzed for because I really do feel like it could be the most important book I've written and hopefully the most impactful. So
I agree.
You know, I got up this morning, as I do in Mexico. I spent 4 hours writing over at the Rosewood Hotel, which is sort of my office, my make-do office. And I'm going to be there every morning working away. So
that's what I was going to ask. Is it like a little sunroom you work out of?
I work on the deck there, but there's also a library inside the hotel that I love. And I bring this with me everywhere in Mexico. For those of you you're not seeing me, but I'm actually holding up a little Mexican statue of the Mother Mary with Jesus in the bottom, coming out looking real happy. And with Christmas behind us, now I'm super stoked for the new year. How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was great. I had a wonderful time here with the family. My kids, two of my three kids were here, missed May. Justice and Harley were here. My mom and dad rolled in, my sister and her family. And shout out to Thunderbird Wings. My buddy Trey Scarborough made a brisket for us on Christmas Eve and cooked the turkey for Christmas Day. And let me tell you, it was delicious. Yeah.
Wow.
So good. So good. So today, Ian, mm-hmm. we did a little episode to help people reflect on 2022, and we want to help people kind of kickstart this year off right mm-hmm. by reflecting on a few questions to help them really lean into this year, 2023. And you have some questions for us. We're going to pull them out of the hat. We're going to answer a few of them. And why don't you reach there in that hat and pull one out.
All right, here we go. We have here, it's not a question as much as a statement.
Okay.
And what it says is 2023 is the year of the blank. So you know how like in the Chinese New Year, it's like, you know, it's the year of the cat. It's the year of the tiger, whatever it might be.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I just want to like name what 2023 is going to be. Okay. So I just wanted to kind of name what 2023 is going to be, what I hope it's going to be. And for me, 2023 is the year of the adventure.
Ooh.
It's the year of the adventure. I want to have a bunch of sort of life adventures. And some of those are trips and some of them are personal growth sorts of things. So here's year of the adventure. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
A couple of things I'm planning on doing this year. I'm going to take some flying lessons.
Are you really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Already got it planned out. Who knows where that's going to go? But I decided part of the year of the adventure is I'm 62 years old. If I'm going to learn to fly, I should do it right now.
That's awesome.
Part of the adventure, man. And part of the adventure with that is I'm really nervous. Like, I'm an okay flyer. I fly a lot. And I'm never completely comfortable on planes. And I'm like, man, I'm going to get into a small cockpit, a single engine prop plane to learn how to fly it. See how that goes. But it's part of the adventure. Like, challenge yourself. As you know, I'm in Mexico right now, you know, working away and having a great time. Part of the adventure. Maddie, my daughter, and I are, I'm going to take one kid away every year for the next 3 years. I got three kids. So this year, Maddie, they get to pick where they want to go, even though they're adults, right? You know, we're looking at Japan, we're looking at Greece, and we're looking at Indonesia. And I just say to them, you pick the place, you come up with the itinerary. It's just you and I. We're just going to do an adult trip together.
There are
some spiritual goals that I see as adventures and personal, you know what I mean? So this is a year of adventure. This is a year of doing things that I just am like, I would never do that. But now I'm going to do it.
I love it. I love it. All right. Let me pull one out here. What will success look like next year?
Okay.
I'm going to approach this from sort of a business entrepreneurial point of view, because there's a lot of ways you could take that. So I have a, as you know, a prayer and meditation app. It's called Shema Way. And my goal for 2023 is 10,000 users. So that would be success there. And then I have a new company that I'm working for. It's a new platform, much in the same way Apple or Spotify, and working on a couple of ideas there. And want to do some things where I highlight some of my favorite artists. And I'm not totally sure, some of that's kind of still in the works, how I'm going to do that, but rolling that out in the new year will be a success for me as well.
All right. And what we're hoping people will do is take these five different questions or things to reflect on what 2023 might look like for them.
Yes.
Right. So this just isn't you and I like just riffing off. We want people to use these as prompts to think about 2023 for them.
Yes.
So I want everybody listening to think, to answer the question, not the question, but to fill in the blank. 2023 is the year of blank, getting my finances together.
Yeah.
2023 is the year of reawakening romance in my relationship or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right. Just want to give people that. And
10 pounds of muscle.
10 pounds of muscle. That's right.
So yeah, we're modeling for, for the folks
exactly,
out there.
Exactly.
All right. Reach into that hat.
All right. What relationship will you focus your energy on changing or improving in 2023? Okay. So as you know, I have my 25-year-old son, Aiden, who I adore. And, you know, it's interesting with Aiden, and there's a whole set of reasons for why this was the case. But Aiden went to boarding school through all of high school, went to a wonderful school, Episcopal High School in Virginia. He spent a year studying Latin and Greek in Italy when he was there. He then went right to college during the summers. He went to summer camp. I kind of missed some time with Aiden. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's 25 and kind of launching out into the world. And that's a relationship where I really want to focus some energy on deepening and improving. And so this is the year of Aiden as well, wanting to deepen and expand in that relationship. You know, because fathers and sons, man, it's tricky. It's a tricky, it's like moms and daughters, fathers and sons. It's tricky. And I want that relationship to be as healthy and as wonderful as it possibly can be. So that's the focus for me.
All right. I'm going to reach into the hat. All right. Oh, I got the same one. What relationship will you focus your energy on changing or improving in 2023? So this is something that's already happening for me. My dad, I've been really intentional in the last couple of years, and it's something I'm leaning into even more. Our hope, my family, my siblings and I, our hope is to bring my mom and dad to Nashville this year. And help them sell their place in Mississippi. They're just south of Memphis. They have a farm there. My dad's 88, and I want to maximize the time that he has left. We've been taking some trips in the last couple of years together, and we have a couple more planned in 2023. And I just love him, love being with him, and I just want to draw everything I can out of however long he's got left here. So yeah, just being really intentional about that.
Right. Oh, man, I love that. And it's interesting, isn't it, as friends, to go through these life changes.
Mm-hmm.
When we first met, we weren't thinking in these categories, right?
Right,
about parents, and now we're moving into different seasons of life, and it's quite remarkable, isn't it?
It is. To think about that, because it's been over 10 years now, and
we're 12 years.
Yeah, very different situations.
Absolutely. Really big differences. Really big differences. Okay, I got one left, right?
Yeah, reach in.
Okay, what is this one? All right. Where will you exercise courage next year?
Oh, that's a good one.
Where will you exercise courage next year? You know, there's a related question that I will throw in the mix here because it will help me answer this one.
Okay.
And that's that old question that you and I have thrown around before, which one of them is, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And then another way maybe of saying that is, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? It's mm-hmm. kind of the same. And so that goes to, like, where are you going to exercise courage this year in order to kind of do those things?
I have my own answer on that question for you after you answer the question.
You have a question?
I'm going to answer your question after
you answer.
I want
you to answer it and see if it was mine.
I think that one of the ways you're going to exercise courage this next year is in writing the book that you're writing, because I think it's a book that will require a lot of courage.
It will. It's going to be a very self-revealing book.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not in a way that's kind of emotionally pornographic, which would be weird, but in a genuine, very transparent way.
Yeah.
Talking about things in my life that I think would be, I hope would be helpful to other people. But as for courage in the year ahead, this is going to sound a little maudlin, but I want the courage to be able to realize or to face up to the fact that I'm in the last quarter of my life, and what is it that I'm going to do? And to have the courage to face the question, what are you going to do with these years?
Mm.
Because I think a lot of times people go on autopilot, like, let's not think about that.
Yeah.
Like, let's just not think about that fact that that's the case. And it's like, no, that's not a good idea, because you're going to get 25 years down the road from here or 20 years down the road from here and really regret that you didn't have the courage to face up.
That's
and
right.
say, guess what? I'm in the last quarter of this hockey game.
Yeah.
And I would really like to finish strong, mm-hmm. finish well. So for me, the act of courage this year is to sit down and really make a commitment to, okay, so here's where I'm going. This is what I want to do with the next 10 to 20 years or whatever mm-hmm. I have left, and start having at it.
Wow. I love that. I love how intentional you are, Ian. One of my favorite things about you, man.
Well, I'm glad you have some favorite things. I know.
That's an inside joke, y'all.
Yes.
No, really, it is. It's one of my favorite things about you. I love that.
Yeah.
How intentional you are. There's a lot of examples of that. I love that.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm going to recap these questions for our folks.
Sure.
Here's five questions that we gave you today. 2023 is the year of the blank. You fill in the blank. Question number two, where will you exercise courage next year? You just answered that one, Ian. That's mm-hmm. a great one. What will success look like next year? It's so good to be able to define some of these things. What relationship will you focus your energy on changing or improving in 2023? Mm-hmm. So there's a few questions from our list. If you want to get the whole list, one of the things that we're doing this month is we have a special podcast where we work through 10 different questions with our Typology Institute members. And then we have a town hall, which is where we get on a Zoom call with all of these people that are in the Typology Institute membership. And we give them homework. They come bring in some of their answers to these questions. We have a lot of crosstalk. One of our favorite things that we do here on Typology. So all you have to do is go to ianmorgancron.com and you can sign up there. We'd love to have you get access to these special podcasts, to all of the special emails that we send out, newsletters.
Oh, so much stuff, Anthony. There are courses. There's so many perks of being in the Typology Institute membership.
On and on and on. And one of our favorites is, of course, the town hall. So go check that out. Hey, we're so excited to be here another year with you, the Typology Podcast 2023. Ian, you got any closing words?
You know I do. May you have love. May you have joy. May you have peace. May you have healing. May you have rest. Until next time.